Welcome back to Module 6 in this Microsoft Virtual Academy course, Public Cloud and the IT Professional, and the legal aspects entailed in moving to the public cloud. We're now going to move into Module 6 and kind of close off this course, and we're going to complete that discussion around security and move into responsibility, understand the next steps that can be taken as an IT professional to build on this understanding of the public cloud and the legal aspects that are entailed in this. So if we go across the slides and have a quick look at this overview for this module, we're going to understand a little bit more around responsibility and ensuring that when we start to move to public cloud, we don't go down this negative path of cloud sprawl. So as IT professionals, we've understood quite a bit around sprawl from a virtualization perspective, but now we'll map that across to this public cloud venture that you might be stepping into. But to get to that piece first, Theo, from a responsibility perspective, what are the key understanding points as a customer, as a cloud provider, should we know about and understand?
I think to start off with, we need to appreciate that for the most part, the responsibilities that a customer is going to encounter, insofar as they relate to data protection or to privacy, are really solely and almost completely their responsibility. All too often I have customers that come and they ask whether or not Microsoft's cloud services are compliant with particular local laws. And the reality is when you dive into those laws are particularly focused on the customer, not on the cloud provider. In fact, I have yet to encounter any specific legislation that regulates cloud providers per se. Let me give a quick example. And you will have heard in previous discussions and previous modules how we spoke about information being collected by way of a notice and then only being utilized for the primary purpose for which it was collected. You will appreciate that when we start looking in from a cloud perspective, there is absolutely no way that a Microsoft has any ability to give a data subject notice that it's collecting its information, and it certainly has no ability to determine what that information is to be utilized for. So we see that practically it's the customer that controls the information, controls the purpose for which it's collected, controls how it is utilized, controls when it's deleted. These are all ultimately the responsibilities and obligations of the customer. And the customer needs to be very, very clear as to what it can and cannot do in this space. It certainly cannot ask a cloud provider like Microsoft to be responsible for its obligations under the legislation. When it comes to the cloud service providers' legal obligations, you tend to find that they are limited to being authorized to look after information in a very broad confidential manner. So ultimately there are very, very broad confidentiality undertakings and responsibilities that a cloud provider needs to comply with. There is a further subset of obligations that the cloud provider has to comply with, and those generally relate to providing notice to a customer when there's been a data breach. Okay. But beyond that, there's not too much that a cloud provider per se has to comply with. All of the cloud provider's legal obligations arise out of the contract that it signs.
Yes.
And it signs that contract because that's how the customer ensures that it's going to be compliant. So by way of example, if the customer is obliged to give a regulator immediate notice upon a data breach, you're going to find a corresponding contractual commitment that binds the likes of a Microsoft to be able to give that self-same immediate notice on breach. So again, the obligation in the breach example rests on the customer, but it controls that by contracting with the likes of a Microsoft to be able to, almost on a back-to-back basis, provide that type of commitment and obligation.
So very fine lines between the responsibilities, but very clear lines when it comes to the legal aspects. And again, I think built on the, I think it was module 2 or 3 where we spoke around a lot more responsibility on the customer of the public cloud provider. So understand the implications of you, and then you'll help you build up the responsibility piece later on when you start to use these services.
Correct.
And how do we start to look at this cloud sprawl as a topic, as a subject? What is that really around or concern should be?
Well, I think the reality is that one of the when we start looking, for example, at transparency, and we start looking at the obligations that the customer has. If the customer isn't going to control its technical and operational environment, then it is likely going to fall foul of some piece of legislation somewhere and be open to penalties. So for example, we've spoken about adequate protection when it comes to data sovereignty. So when you are signing up a cloud provider, have you done your due diligence? If your IT department doesn't have control over the cloud services, it's then open to any individual within an organization to essentially sign up a cloud service. I can assure you that those individuals are not likely to have done proper due diligence. They will not know, for example, where that cloud provider is rendering its services, where its data center sits, yes, and therefore it's unable to do that analysis to determine whether or not there's adequate protection around the security of personal information in that location.
Again, coming back to responsibility for the due diligence to be carried out back onto the customer side to ensure that there is compliance along the way.
Absolutely.
So I think, Theo, this has kind of given us a nice, good grounding for the legal aspects around moving to public cloud. We've spent time understanding through all the different modules, the building blocks required, the pieces to take into account. We've tried to make it as general as possible because obviously different countries, different laws, different pieces to take into account. But hopefully this course has given you the building blocks required as an IT professional to understand what you need to consider. And from that, relate it back to your executives in the business and then make that decision to move to public cloud or make a decision on which provider you select. And hopefully it's giving you the confidence to look at using a public cloud provider that is compliant to certain standards or abides by certain standards along the way. The last slide we'd kind of like to show in closing really is a couple of pointers and a couple of links to take you a bit further. You've got the building blocks. Now on this particular slide, we've put a couple of URLs in. The first one really being on our trustworthy computing section. So this will give you an entry point to understand how we approach trustworthy computing, as well as from a blog's perspective, be up to date all the time around the different components that we are putting out, or updating or modifying. So really building on top of that transparency discussion that we had a little bit earlier in the previous module, have a view of where Microsoft is going, changes, updates, newer components that might be coming out in some of our public cloud services. The second point on the slides deals with protecting data and privacy in the cloud. Two parts to that around that's been put out from our legal team in the US, and a white paper to guide you around how should I approach this. A paper you can download, and again, it's a general broad spectrum about the design side of moving to public cloud that then you can relate to your local legislation and your local business requirements and the service you're offering back to your customers. The last link really is more around interaction or contact or staying abreast of current information. And Theo has a LinkedIn profile that he has on this last page where he puts out content and puts out information that would be relevant to the public aspects around security, around the legal side of moving to cloud, as well as non-Microsoft components around changes that our competitors, our vendors, our partners are doing around the legal aspects of moving to cloud. So Theo, just in kind of in closing, we've had a good overview in this course. We've got all the building blocks in play. And the takeaway really is now the IT pro needs to go to the next level. Understand a bit more that's relevant to him. Understand more that's relevant to him as a business, to his executives, and then make that leap across going to public cloud. If they've made that leap and they've signed up, understand what you've signed up for and ensure that you have got all the relevant pieces in place that kind of give you confidence in using the provider, but then go away and learn about your responsibility as the customer. So you have that responsibility of how you process data. Ensure that you're compliant, that you won't be affected down the line. So good summary, good overview. Theo, thank you very much for joining me on this course. And hopefully we'll see some more content coming out on the Microsoft Virtual Academy. And hopefully you can leave some confidence around that going forward.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's really been great.
Thank you.